Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
I sure can't speak for you, but I know for me, it got my attention when I saw Ben Roethlisberger's in Pittsburgh with the media making jokes about Sunday night's game at Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not negative or derogatory toward the Chiefs in any way. They're self-deprecating. Roethlisberger, when I asked about the magnitude of this game, the possibility it's his last, all these other things going on with this future Hall of Famer, and somebody just kindly asked him about the matchup, and he says, oh, we have no chance of winning this game. We shouldn't even be going to Kansas City. And he laughed, and they all had a good joke and thought that was funny, and it's got me just a little bit concerned, because if you're making jokes like that, there's something that makes you a little more confident than you should be, that you've got a way to keep this game close. Pittsburgh has said repeatedly, and Andy Reid has said repeatedly, that Pittsburgh played its worst game of the year in Kansas City December 26th. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's just the matchup. I consistently watch the Steelers. They're always on TV. To me, they have a quarterback that is, it's good that if he's retiring, he's past his prime. They dink and dunk like nobody else in the league. They average fewer than two touchdowns per game, which is almost impossible in the NFL these days. I think this is a great, great matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to go over all the lines, all of them, with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, who will be with us in just a short while. He's offering a special for the playoffs, and we'll talk about all the big NFL games coming up this Saturday and Sunday and Monday. It's all brought to you by BeStock.net in Olathe. You got time to get a brand new TV for the playoffs. Just drive right to 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. They have an incredible selection of Samsung televisions, including big screen Samsungs for as little as $449 at BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road, your playoff football headquarters. Back 9 Development, TJ Vilkanskas is a tremendous developer and builder in the Midwest. Does all kinds of great work in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. He'd love to meet you about your commercial property, your room addition, or a custom home. He's got several plans to choose from. His portfolio is all online of everything that he's done, commercial and residential. It's back, the numeral 9, development.com. Check him out. Also, check out a great investment opportunity, the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere, on the Colbert Hills Golf Course in the beautiful Flint Hills of Kansas. With a pool, workout facility, covered parking, upscale living, back9development.com. And Mark Lindquist and his team at 360 Document Solutions. Their website is 360documentsolutions.com. Dump those expensive copiers with HP toner. Get rid of that stuff. Get a new deal this new year. Copiers, printers, KIP, black and white and color wide format, IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems. They'll help your office cost less and run more efficiently. It's free to get the analysis done. Call Mark, 913-745-5344. That's 913-745-5344. When you call Mark, ask him what he thinks of rhinos in Washington, D.C. Just start there. Before you even start on business, say, Mark, nice to meet you. Nice chatting with you. What do you think about some of those rhinos in D.C.? Just see where it goes. You're going to love these folks, and they're going to help your business. You should give them a call. 360documentsolutions.com. Lee Sterling's here to talk about all these awesome NFL games coming up this weekend. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Well, we got a little bonus action with our friend Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com, and it couldn't come at a better time because hopefully he's going to pull me back from the ledge a little bit. When I start running out of games, I start betting every game. I'm pretty disciplined to not do that, but now I'm running out of games, Lee. I'm going to bet them all. How are you, friend? How are your holidays?
Great. So let me guess, you do end game betting too?
Sure. Live, yeah, I'm running out of games, man. I need action.
See, that's where people can get in trouble. So, I don't know what it is. Because my time is spread thin. You know, I'm studying during the regular season, 55, 60 college games. Once we get to they're playing in conference and then the NFL schedule. But when things slow down, it seems like the last couple years, once the bowl game starts, I've been able to get on just some incredible rolls. In fact, we're on a 14-4-1 run right now. So been good. Hit on the Georgia game. I think it was good for college football. that Alabama finally lost, hit that one on the head and on a roll. And this is unique. Here's what's interesting about this weekend. You know, we're always looking for trends and things like that. So favorites are only 44, 45, and 2 against the spread since they instituted this wild card weekend. So there's no real edge. But how about this? There is an edge some way. And what that is unders are cashing at a 65% clip on wild card games here since 2010. That's a massive number considering this is over a 92-game sample. So what we're seeing is, you know, especially there's even, if you want to go even deeper here. So quarterbacks making their first playoff start versus a quarterback who is not 16-31 straight up, 14-32-1 against the spread since 2002. So that could be a factor also. Maybe either playing a quarterback that doesn't have experience, and in one of the games I'm going to talk about playing an under too.
Well, it's true. Most quarterbacks get to the playoffs and lose a few times before they learn how to win, and we see that, I think, frequently. So that's awesome.
And also coaches. You know, yeah, coaches, yeah, if you've got an inexperienced quarterback, do you really want to start out firing away? You see, like, the quarterback, they run the flanker screens. They'll throw the back out of the backfield, throw it to the tight end. Sometimes that first quarter, you know, teams are just trying to feel each other out.
Well, let me add this before we start on these lines. I also hit the Georgia game. I hit it three ways. Mm-hmm. I took my daughter to the game and Jessica. We all went.
Ooh,
and she,
I saw that pick.
She cried in my arms when they won, which was a little weird for me because, you know, I'm an old K-State fan and whatever. So her teams are the Chiefs and the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm like, this is not hard to be a fan, Abby. Okay. You love football. It's not hard to be a fan. I'm sorry. I played the game. Then at halftime, I played the second half over and doubled up on Georgia, and I hit all three of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty happy.
Well, I thought, you know, I was watching the game with my wife and a couple of friends, and it was interesting. I said to them at halftime, I said, they're playing tight. I said, they are literally, I did put a second half wager. I don't play second halves a whole lot. It's not my specialty. For some reason, I can't usually, if I play very few, maybe one or two a weekend, I'd do better. But I just felt that they were tight. You look at the penalties that they had, and I think the pressure was on them. I think, you know, the pressure was on the coaching staff for Georgia and the players feeling if they can't beat Alabama now with the injuries that Alabama had and the inexperience, they're never going to beat them. So, you know, sometimes teams come out and they played tight. They did, I thought, play tight in the first half. They started loosening up, and then by the start of the fourth quarter, they were like super confident, and I think we saw the real Georgia team.
Yep, and it was basically a home game. I mean, the fans were 5 or 6 to 1 on Georgia's side, so I was happy for that. That was good. Now we need to get some Chiefs wins to keep this thing rolling here, our football season alive. Before we have you talk about these games, what are you offering up, folks, for the rest of the NFL season? Or I know you do NBA the rest of the way, and college basketball is starting to heat up.
Okay, so two different options. If they just want football, you can get from now through the Super Bowl, $197. It's our phone service, and, you know, it's going to be going through mid-February, so we've got a total of 4 weekends, and we'll also include our top 10 prop plays for the Super Bowl, and we've won 9 straight years on those. We've gone 6-4 better. Twice we went 9-1. So you get every football selection through the Super Bowl, $197. If you want to sample all 4 sports, and we're winning in everything right now, football, NBA and college basketball, hockey, and UFC, which starts back up this weekend through January 31st, just $297. The football deal is a phone service. The 4-sport, quadruple sport offer, it's a text. We text you each and every day by 2:30, your time at the very latest. Weekdays, weekends, you get up by 10:15 in the morning.
That's awesome. I'd encourage people to jump on board as we're going to watch more and more basketball now moving forward. So this is the greatest, I think, playoff weekend ever. We got 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, 1 on Monday night. This is a blast. Most of these games, to me, are fairly compelling. I'm surprised the Chiefs-Steelers is Sunday night. That's usually the big window And I think it has the most likelihood of being an absolute blowout. But there could be others, and we don't know. These home teams are all favored, Lee. They're not all going to win. Yep. Somebody's going out on the road and winning this week. It just can't be the Steelers as far as we're concerned. So let's start Saturday, 3:30 Kansas City time, NBC Sports. It's the Raiders at the Bengals. The Raiders have a quarterback experience advantage, but not really postseason experience. Does that matter, or is Joe Burrow just a better player here?
Well, I think he's the better player, but you combined a rookie quarterback as far as playoff experience is concerned and a young, really inexperienced coach, and he hasn't coached in a playoff game. So I think, and I talked about this at the top of the segment, that you're going to have Cincinnati probably, you know, not as wide open as they normally are to start games. It's that big of a game, and I think the pressure will get to them a little bit. Think that if I'm the Raiders, and I try to look at both teams and coaching staffs, how will they go about the game? And Cincinnati, of course, they'd like to have Burrow throwing it to Jamar Chase, you know, three long touchdowns, and they win the game. I think the Raiders are going to try to take that away. They want to make Cincinnati slowly move the ball down the field. Joe Mixon's been banged up. So they want to make him carry the ball 22 to 25 times. I think that they feel if they can do that and take away the big play, they have a real good chance to come away with a win. And you take away what the Raiders did in the last game. They have not been very good, so especially on offense. So they did score in the last game 35 points, but one of those touchdowns was gift-wrapped by the Chargers going for it 4th-and-1 on their 18, which was an absolute total mistake, said it from the beginning. And then they before that, they scored 23 against Indianapolis indoors. It wasn't like bad weather. 17 against Denver. 16 against Cleveland, and 9 against Kansas City, and 15 against Washington. So of late, except for the Dallas game where they won 36-33, they played their best game. Even before that, they went 13, 14, and 16 points against, they did play Cincinnati, only scored 13 and only scored 16 on the Giants. So I have some real concerns about this offense. I think that Cincinnati's going to do the same thing, try to take away the big play, and weather. Weather's going to be a factor in this game. It's going to be cold. So I like the under here, under 49 total points. That's my strongest play.
Under it is. Saturday night special, yep. Patriots and Bills, part 3.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. I like seeing Bill Belichick when he's miserable. not that he's jumping for joy when he's happy, but a couple things played out in these first two games. I think it's clear, and I got the first two games right. I thought that weather was going to be a big factor in that first game. I mean, there was 50-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 60 and 70 miles an hour. Even Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes couldn't throw balls with much accuracy, get much on it in those type of conditions. So it took Buffalo out of their game in the first game. I think Buffalo learned from the first game. They have been able to run the ball of late. In fact, they ran for at least 100 rushing yards in each of the last 5 weeks. Patriots passing game has flown down to at least almost a halt, 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions over the last 4 games, including a pick 6 that Jones threw in the last game against the Dolphins here. So people, you're going to be shocked by this. Where do you think the Buffalo defense is? Where do you think they rank as far as points, yards, and passing yards on defense? Well, out of 32 teams.
I'm probably a little bit jaded or biased here because they were tough on the Chiefs. They're probably not as good as I think they are.
So where would you think they fall?
What range? Points, yards, and defense?
Yep.
I don't know. Let's say 18, somewhere in there?
Number one.
In the NFL?
In the NFL. Give up the fewest points, yards, and passing yards during the regular season. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I thought I was just looking at it through a Chiefs lens because I would have put him in the top 10.
I knew you would. That's why I posed the question. And I think even the public, because you think of them being in high scoring games and winning a lot of them, you know, 30 to 35 to 28 and things like that. So people don't realize they had one really bad game, one terrible game against New England where they couldn't stop the run. And people will always remember that. So I checked the weather. It is going to be single digits. The high right now, the forecast is for probably anywhere between like 7 and 10 degrees, but very little wind. Mm-hmm. No more than 10 or 11 mile an hour wind. And then on top of that, one other factor, Josh Allen running the football. You don't have that with New England and their quarterback. Josh Allen, last three games, has run for 63, 81, and 64 yards. He's like another running back out there. He's just bigger, stronger, and faster. I don't think we've seen too many guys that are 6'6", 6'7", that are that big, strong, and fast. So I think that Buffalo's the play here. I'm laying the 4. I like Buffalo. I think they win this game 30-20.
I like that. And we do know this about coaches in the postseason. It's very important for them to get up 2 scores, and they will do that. The Bills, right, if they get a chance, will get up 2 or 3 scores. You don't hold anything back in the playoffs, so I like that. Sunday.
Oh, and if New England falls behind
by
double digits, I think the game's pretty much over.
Yeah, it looks like the quarterback there's hit a little bit of a rookie wall, right, but, man, what a future it looks like they have with him. On Sunday in the NFC, it's the Eagles at the Bucs. This is a 9-point spread at noon on Fox.
Yeah. So I like the Bucs here. I think the Eagles, you talk about teams that shouldn't be in the playoffs. Normal playoffs years ago, 6 teams, they're not in. I think they're weak in a lot of different areas. And I don't know if the Bucs are the same team as last year.
The state of Pennsylvania should not be in the playoffs. I think we agree with that.
No,
right?
I think we knew that. Yeah. So I don't think the Bucs are the same team as last year, but at home I think they'll take Philadelphia out of it. And I think Philadelphia commits at least 2 or 3 turnovers. I like the Bucs here, 34-14.
All right, we got some really good action in the 49ers and Cowboys. The Cowboys' A game is about as good as it gets anywhere in the NFL, but the Niners are starting to rely on those guys that got them to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and it was really a nice comeback and performance last week. I can't handicap this one, Lee. I need you. To me, it looks like a couple of really good teams that whoever shows up and plays the best is going to win, and I don't know how to predict who that's going to be because they've both had games this year where they don't play very well, and they've both had games where they've just been great.
All right, so it might come down to coaches. And why do I say that? Let's look at both teams. Like the Dallas, explosive, defense, much improved, offense. When they're rolling, I mean, they're tough to beat, but San Francisco was down 17-3 at the half. They were down, a score. They needed an 88-yard drive with no timeouts just to force overtime. And it looks like Jimmy G's sore thumb was not a factor in that tying TD drive here. And since they've had Elijah Mitchell back the last couple games, they've been rolling. So they can run the ball. They can stop the run. And I have some concerns about Kellen Moore. Now, some games he calls some good games. Then there's some games he relies on the tight end. And I don't think you're going to win. If you have Travis Kelce or if you've got Kittle on the other side, yeah, those guys can catch 8, 9, 10 balls for 150, 200 yards. But I don't think you're going to do it with who they have. And, there's some games literally where you look at it. I just think they misuse CeeDee Lamb. I think CeeDee Lamb for Dallas is their biggest weapon. Mm-hmm. And they're using – I think Amari Cooper's good, but I don't think he's CeeDee Lamb. You know, they're using Dalton Schultz. I mean, the guy, it seems like if they would have started using him in the beginning of the year, he would have probably approached 100 catches. He's in the high 70s, low 80s. So I just don't think you're going to do it. You know, a guy's averaging 10 yards a catch, throwing him the ball – 8 times for 80 yards. I don't think that's going to win you the game. I like San Francisco. Wrong team favored, 28-24.
Ooh, I like that. Big, bold call. On Sunday night, it's the Steelers at Arrowhead against Kansas City at 12.5-point line. Ben Roethlisberger has joked this week in Pittsburgh with the media, we have no chance. I don't know why we're going to play this game. And he is saying it tongue-in-cheek. And it's got me a little bit concerned hearing him joking like that. He must have some confidence this is going to be at least a close game. What do you think?
Well, he's playing with house money now. I think they deep down thought that they were going to probably be out of it, and they got nothing to lose. But I the only way I think see them staying this game or winning it is some weird stuff happened. Like when they played Houston a couple years ago in the playoffs. Wasn't there like a fumbled punt?
Yes.
There was a couple of weird plays.
Yes.
In the first half, and that's how Houston got up. There's going to have to be like a tipped pass return for a touchdown by Pittsburgh, or fumbled punt, or a trick play works. Some really weird stuff happened. Them turn the ball over a minimum of 2, 3, or 4 times. for them to stay in the game. I mean, it wasn't a fluke that they were up 30-0 and called off the Dogs. I mean, the score was misleading, 36-10. If they had kept the heat on and kept their starters in, I felt that they could have won that game 51-3. So the Steelers are coming off playing a really tough game the last week. I mean, they were in a bar fight with their nemesis, the Baltimore Ravens. So don't disregard that game. That was a tough, tough game physically. They got to go on the road again this week. And here's the stat that'll kind of tell you you can't play Pittsburgh. Big Ben, last three games, averaging just 4.2 yards per attempt. Most teams, he wouldn't even be playing now. He would have been benched. So you talk about dinking and dunking. When they throw the ball for farther than 10 yards, I'm like, I do a double or triple take.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
They just, I've never seen a team more, Kevin. Third and five, third and eight, they throw a one and out to the tight end, or they throw to the back out of the backfield. So I think the play calling's not good. I think Big Ben has hit the end, and it's been a great run for him, but it's over. His offensive line is horrific here. Big game by Kansas City again. I think they win this game here 34-13.
On Monday night, it's the Cardinals at the Rams. Nobody's fallen farther, faster than the Cardinals, who are on track to be the one seed, and now they're on the road at L.A. against the Rams.
They want to get that game. Got a strong play on that game. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, that number to get that big game. Big game for both coaches, both quarterbacks. Should be a fun game. Call 800-400-9741. And like I said, they want to get on with us with the two specials, football through the Super Bowl, 197, or all four sports, football, basketball, hockey, and UFC through the end of January. Just 297. How do you get it? One place. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the best in the biz. Another great year. We look forward to maybe if you'll give us the time before the Super Bowl doing some prop bets. We've had fun with those through the years. Maybe have a little fun with that. And let's
go. As long as KC's in the playoffs, let's keep rolling each week.
Done.
All right?
Done deal right there, buddy.
Okay.
You can count it in. Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate you.
You too.
All right.
See you, Kevin.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Check him out online. It's very easy. Or call 800-400-9741. 197 for the remainder of the football season all the way through the Super Bowl, and that will include the prop bets that he puts up for the Super Bowl as well. He's also got a package with UFC, basketball, college, NBA, and football. If you'd like to check that out online, it's ParamountSports.com. He is a good dude. His play of the week, his game of the week, is the Cardinals and the Rams, and he's offering that free right now if you call him. Just call the toll-free number, and he will tell you what he thinks about the Cardinals and the Rams on Monday night. 800-400-9741. He's a good friend, a good man, and we enjoy having him on. The Sultan of South Beach, Lee Sterling, on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.